Thank you for calling. This is Michael.
I just called a second ago where your friend Lisa hung up the phone on me. Hey, listen, I really hope that you guys are not in the address that is on your website. I hope that's not a real address.
Okay, so your name?
My name is L.A. I really hope that's not a real address.
Well, my name is Michael, sir, Michael Johnson.
Wonderful, Michael. Michael who?
Michael Johnson, sir. I was working on your project.
Oh, wow. Michael Johnson. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing great, sir. How about you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Like I said, I hope that that's not your real office. I hope this is really a fully a scam.
So
because if that's your real
address,
office,
you reference.
Woo! This shit is going to rock. I love it. I love it.
Okay, so which address?
I love it. 3003 Olympic blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Olympic Boulevard.
Yeah, if you say so.
That's the address for the office, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll find out soon enough.
Okay.
But so, yes, what are we doing?
So how can I help, sir?
Well, I was just told that I cannot be refunded. I'm just told that the scam lady who was supposed to contact me in December, but I got exhausted because every week I was talking to you guys in September to have this project resolved that was never resolved. So all of a sudden, scam lady, scam terms, tells me that, oh, did you see the... It's almost laughable. Like, you guys cannot be serious. You put everybody's lives in jeopardy for $600?
Over here, okay, and I was in
a small amount of money. You would jeopardize your livelihood. You better not be in that office. Woo!
Well, sir, we will be in the office, but I want to make sure that if you remember, I was communicating with you January this year.
Okay, I do remember. I remember speaking to somebody who didn't
gave me a bunch of excuses.
Yeah, exactly. Gave me a bunch of excuses.
And that's
why something couldn't be
finished.
Exactly.
Yes, so is this Gerard I'm speaking to?
You are speaking to L.A.
Okay, and I'm just pulling up your account details, right?
Sure.
Okay, so the email is Lion, I believe I'm speaking to. Hello?
Yes, continue.
Yes. So you were in communication with me regarding a project. So if you remember, we submitted your profile on Wikipedia, right?
No, I don't remember any of that. I didn't receive anything. I remember what you told me. I have no proof. There's no way to validate what
proof.
You said.
I'm looking at proof.
Well, I have no proof. I saw that you put me on some other site that wasn't Wikipedia, but a knockoff.
Sir,
I
have the link.
I
submitted the profile on Wikipedia. The page was in the draft section, and 21st May, this page got deleted due to the lack of publications. Do you remember that?
No, I don't, because I received no information regarding that.
Okay, so I'm going to send you that over the email.
Wonderful. I sent me an old email from May 21st when I haven't heard from you guys.
Sir, it's all on Teamwork. Do you have the access for your account?
I do have access to Teamwork, and
Are you looking at those messages?
Do you want me to pull them up right now?
You can pull them up right now. Check what we were conversing about. I believe you are in a hype state right now.
I am not in a hype state. I've just been dealing with counterfeit people for a year.
You've been not in contact.
First of all, do you know that I also paid $180 for a Google Thought Panel that I don't have?
I do.
And that you guys are telling me that you have no record of?
The initial amount that you paid for your profile was $150, right?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your initial payment.
I've paid you like $500 or $600.
Well, I'm talking about the payment for your page that you paid, right? Then you paid for the article, then for the Google Knowledge Panel?
Yes. So I've paid in around $580.
I will pull that up. That's not a problem. What I'm trying to say is that are you looking at the messages that I've sent you, and you've been not in contact with us since 28th of Feb?
Yes, that's correct, because you told me you couldn't do anything. What?
You are coming back to us after March, April, May, June, after...
Yeah, okay. So, no, first of all, are you joking?
I'm not joking. I'm giving you
okay,
the facts.
I like it. Don't worry. Don't worry. All of this will cost. All of it. Don't worry.
It's okay, sir. We are on the right track. You were not in communication. So we
don't worry, my friend.
We are sending you
the
email. You are just not giving us any response. If you can come on board.
So you're telling me that you didn't have my email. You're telling me that you didn't have my email.
Sir, we have you on Teamwork account.
No, but I'm asking you a question because we have been communicating via email. So you're now telling me that you guys didn't have my email. Is that your excuse? Is that going to be a valid
excuse?
I have your
email. I can read it out to you. I have your email.
Okay, so then you were unable to update me or send me any messages via email. That's wonderful.
We have sent you on Teamwork that has your
email.
No.
It's okay. I was blocked out of Teamwork, which you knew. Do I check my email?
Yes.
All the time.
So you're not responding. Then you are ignoring our messages.
No, okay, let's see. So let's see. Let's see if I have messages from
you. Sir, okay, let me do one thing, okay, if you want to resolve this. I'm sending you the images and the data for the page along with the link for your page. You have a look into it, right? And can you respond us back on that?
What are you telling me? So I see what I'm
sending you a message on Teamwork with the link for the page along with the communication. Have a look into it, and we can talk from there.
So what do you say? What is that? What does that even mean? I don't understand.
That means that we submitted the page. There's a requirement from Wikipedia.
Yeah, you said it was not able to get posted. So then what else could you...
It got deleted.
Yeah, it got deleted. So then what else
would
you need to show
me? I'm sending you the link for that so you can see where were we, and we can start from there.
What is there to start from? Hey, listen.
To get the
you guys knew that. Hey, let me be very clear because I understand that's the magic game that's being played here. When you guys accepted the money, you knew just exactly... I mean, I know exactly how scams work. You knew that this would not get published.
Scam,
hello, I'm speaking now.
You're not listening to me, sir.
I've allowed you to speak. You'll allow me to speak. So you guys knew that this would not get published. So instead of just not allowing it to go through, you have put us both in this predicament.
There's only one problem. We provide services for Wikipedia, and there are some requirements.
Okay.
If Gerald is not notable, how can we make him notable? We need articles.
Yeah, but here's your... Okay.
And you're not giving us any data. How can I make the page live? You're not talking to us. You're not talking regarding the project. You're talking about everything besides the project.
Did you hear what I just said? I understand this is the game now, and I have to play it my way now.
I don't know what games you play.
No, I get what you're saying. You're going to keep playing the semantics game and say, oh, we didn't have the articles. You knew that we didn't have the articles when you accepted the money. So now, and you said, the Google Talk panel pay another $180. Do it now. It's a good deal. So we paid you.
Okay, tell me, look. Do you work for Gerald?
I am an independent contractor.
You're an independent contractor. So you can tell Gerald to provide us articles.
I just told you I'll have to handle this the way you put me in this position. But I also, I want you when you go to sleep tonight. Hey, listen to me. I let you speak. When you go to sleep tonight, I want you to remind yourself and your family that it was $600 that did all of this. $600. Don't change. I want a refund, but you don't want to give me the refund, and I think that's laughable because, again, when I tell you $600 was worth this to you. No, listen to me. When you think about what comes next, did you hear what I just said? When you think about what comes next, I want you to remember that small pittance of a lot.
If this was a fake thing, why do I have all the details? I have all the project details. I want to communicate that information to you. You don't want to accept that information because you just want a refund.
Did you just hear what I said? I understand the game. You're talking to me like I was some foolish person. You knew that we didn't have the amount of articles. Where am I going to now come up with articles?
So if Gerald can create articles,
For where? How is he going to create articles?
Will he get any publications from himself? Don't he have a PR team?
Of course he does, but what does that have to do with you?
Give me articles so I can get the page up.
Okay, my friend, listen, like I told you, when you go to sleep tonight, I want you to look at your family.
He's a celebrity, so of course he does have publications.
And I want you to remember it was $600.
Sir, it was $600. It was not $6,000.
Hey, that's the whole joke. It wasn't
$6,000. That's
the whole joke. That's why I'm laughing.
He's a famous
guy. That's why I'm laughing.
He creates his publications.
Hey, listen, my guy, you live with that money. You die with it. It's so
sir,
good. Have a good
night. People.
Hey,
right?
Brother, you live with that money, you will die with it. I promise you. Remember, LA, that's my name. See you soon.
I'm sending you that email.